Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show. I'm Sally Barker. Each week, I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise with us. Joining me on the show today is Tracy Loebscher from Confident Cash Flows. How are you, Tracy?
Hi, Sally. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for joining us. Now, you're known as the Queen of Cash Flow, and you're going to educate us today about the pitfalls of a fast-growing business. Now, we all think that it'll be great if our business grows really, really fast, but there could be some problems with that.
Absolutely, Sally. You know, in my experience of working in the tax world and more recently working directly with small business owners, I have seen this firsthand, where businesses grow too fast. We all know that there are some businesses that grow too quickly and then they fall down. So that's what I really want to talk about today. And the stats actually point us and confirm this. So there were businesses that started in 2013. And of the nano businesses, that's one-man bands, only 50% of them actually survived and were still going in 2016. So that's only 3 years later.
Yes.
For small businesses, which is generally a business with 1 to 13 employees, only 63% of them actually survived. So it just goes to show that this growth phase, there is a perception that everything's working wonderfully and the money's flowing in and out and everything's making a lot of money. But this is actually the time when business owners fail most frequently. So that's what I want to talk about today, in helping businesses be more equipped for that growth phase so that they can basically outsmart those stats and become thriving businesses.
Well, we have quite a rich startup environment here in WA. It's probably one of the biggest in the country. Do you think this is contributing to what we're seeing here with the fast-growing business?
There is. I mean, entrepreneurs, people become business owners because they want more time and they want more freedom of money. The challenges, especially in the area that I work in, is that business owners don't have the conversations regarding the money side of their business. And that puts a lot of pressure on themselves, and it also puts a lot of pressure on the business owner. So what it means is that there's more – people end up running around chasing their tail in terms of running the business. So their main focus is running the business, and they're not actually spending the time dealing with the paperwork.
Mm.
And the paperwork could be a case of, you know, looking at their monthly reports, having a conversation regarding that. You know, there's some horrifying stats in the fact that 33% of business owners are not confident managing the money they're owed. So we always hear that cash flow is one of the main reasons why businesses are failing. And that stat means that people aren't confident picking up the phone, chasing the money that is owed to them.
So is that a big problem? So people, does that come down to just not wanting to do it or being too afraid to ask for the money? What do you think?
I think it's just generally the conversation regarding the money side of business. So business owners are involved in running their business. They're too busy getting the jobs done, making sure their customers are happy, making sure that their staff is productive, but they're not spending, they're working in the business, but they're not working on the business as much as they like.
So this is where you should delegate that job to someone else, is that right?
Well, business owners need to take ownership of that side of their business, and there's 56% of business owners found that the money conversations are stressful. So, and that's where, you know, the work that I do is really just opening up a conversation about where the business is now and making sure that it survives those stats. One of the other pitfalls of a fast-growing business is pressure on the family. So there's always, you know, media out there talking about anxiety and depression and things like that. But I think one of the things that is overlooked a lot is the stress of a fast-growing business and the effect that it has on the business owner and the effect that it has on its family. Another stat which is pretty shocking is that only 57% of business owners actually spend as much time with their family as they'd like. You know, there is a lot of pressure when it comes to a business that's growing and the business owner is spending time working long hours and weekends. And at the end of the day, business owners go into business because they want to make and keep more money, and they also want to have freedom of time and freedom of money. And where's the freedom of time and money when all you're doing is working? And that puts a lot of pressure on the family. So we need to open up these conversations about the money side of business so that business owners can feel more confident in the decisions that they're making. And confident on the timing of when the right time is to grow their business in certain areas. For example, when am I going to bring in this new product or service offering? Or when am I going to hire that staff member? It's not necessarily the right time when you think it is. When you have somebody who can give you the information to say, right, this is what's happening in our bank account in the next 3 months, it means that you're a lot more confident in the decision of, yes, this is the right time. Procrastination is a horrible, horrible thing. Yes. And many cases I find that business owners put decisions off in their business just because they're too scared. Mm. Whereas if they have the right information about where they are, profitability-wise, where they are cash flow-wise, it gives them the confidence to move forward and, you know, dive into that decision with as much enthusiasm as it deserves.
Mm, but I think you do need to have that fully planned out. I spoke to a lady the other day, and she works in finance, and the business is growing quite fast, and she had to say to, you know, the owner of the business, this is all really good that we've got all of these new clients, but we don't have anyone to work on these projects.
Yeah.
And, you know, the owner had to sit back and think, well, actually, what am I going to do now that you have to try and find some more people because all the other employees were stretched to the limit?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. So is that, we are talking about cash flow, but we are also talking about the logistics of what happens when your business does grow so fast.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I encourage as one of the tips in terms of working in growing your business and how to avoid these pitfalls is to have a quantified plan. So when you have a quantified plan, people think, okay, that's a budget and that's a horrible, boring word. Nobody likes that word. And it sounds very constrictive, but it's actually really just a plan about what you expect to happen and what happens with the money side of those decisions that you make. So, you know, you will phase when that new employee is going to come. And the great thing about having the conversations about the money side of the business on a regular basis is the fact that in 3 months' time, we can see, oh, here we are, we're supposed to be employing that new staff member. What have we done about it? Have we started the recruitment process? Is this going to be the right rate? How many hours are they going to be working? So yes, it is all about the money, but it's actually more about the growth of the business. It's all about the business and the things that have to happen. So when you're having regular discussions with somebody about your growing business and what's happening in the money side, you're actually having accountability type discussions that you'd have with a business coach to say, let's plan this, let's phase this, are we prepared for it? It's not just about the logistics of employing that staff member and when the right time is, but do we have the money to pay them? Do we have everything ready for that person to come into the business?
I mean, and this seems like a common thread with a lot of our episodes, is the importance of having that business coach or that mentor to help guide you through situations like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I am not a business coach of any way, shape or form. My focus is more on the money side of business and more on, you know, understanding the profitability side and understanding the cash flow side of the business to help you make better decisions. Mm. And this is just an element which is not discussed as much as business owners should. And I really believe that in growing businesses, we need to be having those conversations, and we need to be encouraging business owners to step out of their comfort zone to have that discussion with somebody about what is happening profitability-wise, where they're actually growing, to sustain their growth and make sure that they are reaching the goals that they actually want to reach. And also make sure that they're scaling their growth. So that's what business owners want. We want less stress. We want to scale our business growth. And we want to keep a happy bank account.
Yes. So we mentioned a lot of those startups from, you know, 2013, you know, not surviving 3 years and so forth. Why, if you're growing that fast and you've got the money coming in, what's happening? Are we not, do we not know how to manage that?
Well, I think part of it is, like we said before, chasing up on outstanding accounts. Not necessarily understanding or knowing where there are money leaks in the business. So one of the things that I talk about in my on my website, I've got an article called Finding the Leaky Buckets of Your Business.
Mm.
And I talk about the small busyness syndrome, where a business will start off with a certain product or service with its related costs, and then they'll carry on a little bit later. Let's say it's a sign writer. He just does normal signs, and it's got its related costs related to the equipment, to the material that he used. Then he decides, okay, now he's going to do billboard signs with lights. Now he's got some duplication of costs, but now he's got a different element of costs on top of that. Then he decides a year later, now he's going to do car wrapping. So this is what I call the small busyness syndrome, when business owners and entrepreneurs are so excited about their business and their business growing and new opportunities, new products and services, but they don't really understand 5 years down the line, once they've got past this startup phase, where the money is in their business. So it's not necessarily just where the money is, it's how much money percentage am I making doing this type of work and dollar value, and also how much time am I actually investing into that specific product or service?
Are there some common money leaks that sort of a common thread through most industry?
I think one of the, obviously labour is a huge element here in Australia, the costing of staff. But I think that what I find is that when I'm having conversations with business owners regarding the nuts and bolts of the money side of their business, and we're working on the profitability of a business, once we do that, then we can drill down into the efficiency of staff and how efficient they are, and how we can maybe look at technology or any other ways to help us to, how can we recover our debt faster? How can we make sure that, you know, our accounts are paid without automatically using technology, using credit card systems, using, you know, all of those different elements that actually help a business and the guys that are out there doing the job actually become more efficient. So, yeah.
So what are some of the things that we can do if we are going into, or we're, you know, we've already gone through the initial stages and we think that the business is going to take off. What are some things that we can do that can protect us from falling into those pitfalls of growing too fast?
Okay, so we have mentioned two of them already. One of them is obviously be clear about what the money leaks are in your business. Okay, the second is develop an accurate quantified profit and loss plan, which is our budget. Okay, so develop a plan based on what we're expecting to happen or what we'd like to happen in the business at a certain time. When we're quantifying it and putting a value on it, it allows us to see, oh, look, you know, there's our profitability. It's not necessarily making any money. We need a buffer to be able to sustain this. And only once we develop an accurate budget with the profit and loss side, can we then develop an accurate cash flow forecast.
Should we get help with this, developing that plan?
Absolutely. Yep. This is something that, you know, you need a specialised person who deals in this area to be able to develop something accurately. You can always go and, you know, do the DIY kits and just do it on your own. But at the end of the day, it's really important to have an outsider as well who has a different viewpoint in terms of quantifying it and understanding it. And I think one thing that I'd like to mention there also is that 95% of business owners are always optimistic. Bankwest has a quarterly report that they send out, and I'm always fascinated to see that their stats say that 95% of business owners are optimistic about their future. And then another stat that I find on the other side is the fact that 77% of business owners actually don't have a quantified plan on how they're actually going to achieve it. So I'm thinking, well, we're optimistic. How are we going to do it? You know? So, and I think this is just the enthusiasm of entrepreneurs, is just being really excited about their business, engrossed about their products and service delivery, but not necessarily having the nuts and bolts tools to be able to achieve it. So we've mentioned two: find the money leaks, develop an accurate and quantified profit and cash flow plan. And the most important one, which is something we've spoken about a lot today, is to spend 1 hour a month discussing this with somebody. You know, spend an hour a month having a conversation about the money side of your business with somebody, whether it's your accountant, whether it's your bookkeeper. If you don't get any joy with somebody like that, find somebody who specializes in this area.
And leave your ego at the door and just
let
it all out.
Absolutely. And I think that's really important. So the conversations I have with business owners, my clients, is these difficult conversations. Well, you know, this is what's happening. What are you going to do about it? How are we going to fix it? I'm certainly not a coach, and I don't talk about the area of marketing and sales or anything like that. But what I do is I identify, okay, this is happening in 2 months' time or 3 months' time? Is it the right decision for us to bring that staff member in then? How is it going to work? What do you need to do about it? And it just raises the flag so that when you're growing, you can just withstand those little bumps in the road. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the huge, you know, the huge...
overwhelm of
absolutely, yes, yeah. In terms of growing business, because business is supposed to be fun,
yeah,
you know, and it can be fun, yes. Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
But like you said, as long as we've got some people around us who we can trust and can help us guide us through those tough times,
absolutely,
and all the good times when we're growing
the good
really
times.
Fast,
yes, and then just to have the confidence in terms of your decisions. You know, one of the great things that I love doing is helping my clients being able to go on holiday. You know, go on holiday with a peace of mind that everything's taken care of at the office. There's enough money in the bank account to pay the bills. They don't have to be stressing or freaking out whilst they're on holiday lying by the pool and worrying about what's happening in the bank account. And that's why we go into business. We can take holiday whenever we'd like to take holiday.
Yeah, so wonderful. Let's all plan a holiday. I'd like that. I saw some nice pictures of a beach the other day.
So. Especially in this weather.
Oh, exactly. So thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show. Tracy Loebscher from Confident Cash Flows.
Thank you, Sally.